Thank you so much for being here this afternoon. I know there's been a number of questions regarding the announced deal that has taken place here this morning during the announcement. There are some questions on, you know, why the Senate Republicans weren't present at the press conference. And the reality is we are the only minority party here at the state capitol right now, where you have a tie in the House and the majority Democrats in the Senate and the governor working together on that budget deal. We were not asked to sign off on the deal. Now, there are many good parts about it and things I think are fiscally responsible that are things that many Minnesotans can get behind. I put out a statement earlier today that talked about, look, we're not done yet. And that's not that I disagree with the compromise completely. But remember, this also goes into conference committees where we'll be able to do other work on bipartisan priorities for Minnesotans across the state. And so there are more things that we will be working on, but it's not that we don't support many aspects of the compromise that came through. And so we're going to be working hard to close up this session in a very timely manner, as quick as we can here, because we don't believe that shutting down the government is the proper thing to do here, or hold that hostage in order to get more and more things done. I think that we got to work bipartisanly. Minnesotans have sent us here, as you heard the governor talk about. Historically, we're only one vote different between between Republicans and Democrats. And so we have to work that way, too, in a very bipartisan manner. And we've taken that very at its face and very seriously. And I think this budget negotiation really reflects that. But there are still many other bills out there that with bipartisan support that we'd love to see go through the conference committees and come out at the end. Now, we realize that we can't get everything done. We know that. But we do want to get this state up and going and get out of here as quick as we can. Everybody's got summer plans, and we don't need to be talking about more ways of trying to do partisanship or anything like that. So we're very excited to get to the end of this session as well, too. And we're going to be working throughout the next few days on making sure that that happens. With that, if you've got questions, happy to take them.
Which parts of this, I mean, you've talked about things that you support as a caucus, things that you're happy about as a caucus, but when it comes down to it, which parts of this compromise will be getting a no vote and which ones will be getting a begrudging yes vote?
Sure. And so, you know, with the agreement, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Speaker Damuth, even Leader Murphy and Speaker Emeritus Hortman and the governor on the cooperation within that room. It wasn't a lot of shouting and yelling, but really a room where people were trying to figure out solutions. And we spent over 3 weeks talking about ways that we could come to an agreement and compromise within that too. So it was done in a very reasonable manner that I thought did justice to a lot of Minnesotans and the issues that Minnesotans are facing. And the budget realities that we have with a $6 billion budget surplus, $6 billion budget deficit going forward. So this really addresses that, cuts the budget deficit, the structural deficit in half, nearly in half, 45%. Does some things on the budgetary balance that although we're not completely balanced in the out years, we get much, much closer, which is very nice to see. And then addresses some of the big drivers of those cost issues that we have in this state as well, too, through human services, education, and other ways. Not in a dramatic fashion, but a way of being reasonable and just making it so that Minnesotans won't feel huge impacts in the negative here in the years going forward.
Can you characterize where this deal is at? Has it derailed? Is it just not a done deal? We just had a bunch of Senate Democrats saying they're not voting for it. If you and your caucus are not voting for it, this appears not to have
a vote. Sure. I think the deal was signed by the leaders yesterday, announced today. As far as I know, things have not changed. I know there's been some concern about it, and it's going to take some time to digest the reality of the deal that's going on there. But then it's not completely wrapped up in the conference committees. There's a lot of details that needs to take place there as well, too. So we'll be working with those across the aisle on making sure that we can close up conference committees and get this budget done for this year.
Can you follow up? Sign off on the undocumented immigrants getting, you know, the children getting MinCare?
What's that?
Can your caucus sign off on undocumented immigrant children getting MennCare?
Well, I think you saw just recently Governor Newsom over in California put a freeze on the same program over there as well. This is an issue that just an open-ended program like this, accepting people from all over. We don't know what the budgetary constraints are on that. And so this gives us a lot of certainty within what that program is going to look like, what the costs are going to look like, and who's covered. So we're going to go through the details more on that. But I think it's, again, one of those things that there has been some compromise on. You saw the compassionate side of it, too, with continuing on with the children's care and that, which I think was a piece that most Minnesotans can get behind.
It sounds like you're suggesting that Republicans can get behind that, too.
Well, we didn't sign off on the deal, so we'll keep working and looking at that. But I think it is, you know, again, a compromise where both sides aren't particularly happy on either side, but it's something that's workable and we can make the numbers work.
Can you follow up my initial question, please?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That initial answer to that question, it sounds like there's a lot of things that you guys are just going to, you know, vote through begrudgingly. I mean, is there anything that your caucus actually is going to vote no on with this agreement? I know there's things that you guys are unhappy with.
Look, we're going to have to sit down, look at the agreement, and talk about it as a caucus. Right now, we weren't asked for votes, but we're going to be looking at that and seeing what the final conference committee reports are on that. But this is, again, another compromise, and we're going to be working on it here for the next few days and making sure we get to a point where Minnesotans are happy.
Do you think it'll get to that point where maybe there would be a one-day special session? Or is it realistic to finish by Monday night?
I think, you know, others have said it. I think at this point it looks like we're probably going to be in a special session just through the process of it. Look, we have to get these bills done, get the conference committees done, go through all the revisor's office on a lot of pages of work. So it looks like it will probably be a special session, but it won't be one of those necessarily that's going to drag out through all of June and into July or anything like that if everything works out properly here. So I'm very optimistic there will be a short special session.
But are you concerned about the, you know, the rift? I mean, even if you are not commenting on the Minnesota care issue specifically,
sure.
I mean, if there's not the votes in the House, that derails that bill, that this could last longer than a day. That there is,
there's
an agreement, there's still fissures within respective caucuses over this.
Yeah, perhaps I'm being too Pollyannish, but I'm very hopeful that we can get this done. I think when you get into it after the initial, you know, first look at it, once you get into the details, I think most people will be able to find ways that they can get behind it one way or another. And so I'm hoping that we can get there by the end of this session.
But has it been asked to put up votes or anything? It sounds like you like some of it, not others. So none of the details on you putting up some votes to make up for Democrats peeling off, none of that's been worked out?
And that's been worked out at this point, yeah.
So as the deal stands right now, you don't know what yes or no. Will your caucus vote for it?
Did you ask for a yes or no from a politician? Is that what you're asking for?
Are you going to vote for it, yes or no?
Well, we don't know yet. We've got conference committees. We haven't been asked for votes on this thing. So we're going to be working with Senator Murphy, who's been very good to work with here in the last few weeks, especially as we try to figure out a pathway forward. So we'll continue to work hard on getting to the end of the session.
Are you satisfied with the tax target?
I think, you know, we were concerned that Democrats are going to be going back to the taxpayers yet again after raising taxes by $10 billion and spending $18 billion over the last 2 years. So you see the tax cut targets that came out. There's not a lot of revenue increases in there. We're not excited about any revenue increases. So again, you know, it's one of those issues where I think we do some good within the tax bill, but there are some concerns in there as well, too.
But again, you not signing this, you weren't asked to sign it. This wasn't a case of you stomping angrily out of the room.
I was so mad. No, I just...
Don't make jokes.
Okay, I'm sorry, no jokes. No, it was simply, you know, we're in the minority. So Senator Murphy, if she believes that she can get this through with her caucus, then by all means. But we're in the minority, and we were there to help and be part of that conversation.
But you were in the room, but you weren't asked to sign the deal.
Right, right. All right.
Thank
you guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for hustling down here.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
to Rachel.